Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. We got some Save the World update to talk about today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so let's pull this thing up and get into it. This is Fortnite Save the World version 29.10, April 4th, hotfix home base status report. Hey, commanders, the scurvy shoals adventure season has come ashore in Save the World and brings Survive the Horde back into the fray with tons of updates and improvements. Let's take a look. Hot map update. In the latest edition of Survive the Horde, you won't always be moving to the same bases as before. For example, a new base location has appeared at the volcano. Also, the Gnome Rave from the last time got broken up, so they found a new place to party. Wave updates. We updated the balance and order of waves in Survive the Horde and added some new ones for you to discover. Also, as wave difficulty increases, you'll also have less time between waves to prepare. So don't dally. Yeah. Final wave holdout. Get ready for the grand finale. There's now a final wave. Survive the Horde for 5 minutes at the end of a mission while you wait for home base to pull you out. Unlock difficulty tiers. Survive the Horde now has multiple difficulty tiers. Complete a tier and the next difficulty will unlock. Can you overcome tier 5? Unlock new banner icons and sprays as you complete these difficulties. Challenge week schedule. We've adjusted the order of challenge weeks compared to Survive the Horde's debut run and added some more. Here's a breakdown of what to expect week to week this venture season. I don't think I'm going to read through these. It's just the challenges, so they'll come up as they come up, just like they do in Battle Royale. Okay, so you'll know what to do when the week gets there. But there you go. That is the Save the World update. I don't know how many of you are out there that still play Save the World mode. I know there used to be, a handful of you out there that did, but I'm curious to know if there are any of you that still do. Okay, let's see. Like I said, that's all the news, so let's take a quick look at what people are playing. Battle Royale has 310,000, Zero Build 354,000, Rocket Racing 7,000, Lego Fortnite 70,000, Festival 20,000, Lumberjack Heroes 7,000, Farm Life 4,000, Mega World Boss Fight 1,000, Battle Tycoon 2,000, Valhalla Buzz Fights 2,000, Zombie Tycoon 1,000, Murder Mystery 8,000, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Okay, let's continue to look through these quests. You need to hit the same player with a mythic and non-mythic weapon. Gotta do that once. Again, it seems like that would be a place to do. A place to do that would be in Team Rumble, because you'll have multiple chances to do it. And then for weekly, let's see, where were we? Damage players or bosses. that are below 25% health. You got to do 400 in total. Self-explanatory there. Outlast players after collecting an epic or better item. You got to outlast 200 players. And again, if you get an epic or better item, just land at one of the mythic chests right away and pick it up at the very beginning of the match, and then survive as long as you can, and you'll, you know, be taking care of that one pretty fast. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right. So, whoops. Looks like the cars are still here, of course. Lantern Fest, the Lego stuff, the gear for festival, the Lady Gaga, the jam tracks, of course. We got the Dream bundle in here. That's got the Dream outfit with Shattered Wing back bling for 1,200. Arcana Glider for 1,200. Or you get all that in the bundle plus the Shard Break item wrap for a total of 2,000, which is 900 off the total. Ooh, we got the Sookie outfit for 1,200, Copper Wasp outfit for 1,500, Power Punch pickaxe for 1,200, Stinger wrap for 300, Zero outfit for 2,000, Zero Point wrap for 500. We got the new Heil outfit. I don't know if that's how you say that. 1,200 for this one. I like this guy's style. I like the spikes on the shoulders. He's got like the, you know, safety pins holding the shirt together, all sorts of chains and baggy shirt, boots up to the knees, and kind of baggy pants. This guy reminds me of somebody that you would see in, you know, a character that would look like it comes out of Final Fantasy game. This guy is, again, 1,200. We got the Stoic emote for 500 still here. Pin Bolt wrap for 300. That's a new one. The Drippin' Flavor emote for 500. Color Crush outfit for 800. The Isabelle outfit for 1,500. That also comes with the Extracurricular More built-in emote. we got the Anthea outfit for 1,500. Opal outfit for 800. Synapse outfit for 1,500. The Slugger outfit for 1,200. Home Run Glider for 500. Let's see here. We got the Breaking Point emote for 200. Toxic Trooper outfit for 1,500. Hazard Agent outfit for 1,500. Auto Cleave Pickaxe for 800. Meltdown Glider for 500. The Ring Doubloons emote still here. The Stygian Boatman bundle still here. Fortnite Flow section. It's got the Started Up emote for 500. Hooray emote for 300. You're a Winner emote for 300. Gangnam Style emote for 500. And the Goated emote for 500. And then the Invincible items are still here. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And today for my item of the day, I'm going to pick one. I feel like I haven't seen it in the item shop for a long time. And I like it. And it's never been an item of the day before. So we better do it while it's here. Even though there's some other ones that I absolutely love. Let's go ahead and give it this time to the Toxic Trooper outfit. All right, there you go. That's your item of the day. It's a cool looking one. And that is going to be the episode for today. All right, make sure you go join that daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.